turning your orbit around. The last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around.
So you just tuned into the end of Jesus Etc. by Wilco, which is also the end of our Christmas-themed music, Michael.
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Yeah, so we're moving on to a collection of things put together in a certain order that is very logical if thought about in the abstract, postmodern, metaphorical abstractionism school of art thought from the 1930s.
I have three songs, and Chris has a lot.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. That's very concerning. Why don't you give it a go, Michael?
All right, the first song is Little Blue Something by the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
So that was Michael jacking off to his favorite band once again, also known as the Who Gives a Shit. We're listening to Porcelina of the Vast Oceans by Smashing Pumpkins next. Join me all in the condemnation of Michael Fricking Barrow, who loves The National. It's actually a very good band. Michael, would you like to speak about the last song?
Yeah, it wasn't by The National.
Bleh.
It was... The guitarist from The National wrote the music.
So it's by The National.
No, it's not under the name The National.
But he is The National.
He's part of...
He is The National.
All right, the next song is Porcelina of the Vast Oceans. It takes like a minute to get going, so it might be a little quiet, but there's music playing, so yeah, so
you know,
stay here.
Yeah, reserve your judgment. You know, it's another song by The National. Thank you.
the light of all that's good, the light of all that's true, to the finches gladly I walk on the dawn with gods and their creations, with filth and disease. For
That was a song and a half. I found a lollipop at the end of it. I want you all to know.
Yeah, my three songs are long, which is why we're talking in between each one of them.
Yeah, and to go over again, first one was Little Blue Something by The National. Second one was Porcelina of the Vast Oceans, also by The National. And in a surprising move, Michael has selected The National yet again. Wasted Days.
Okay. In order, the bands are Kronos Quartet, Smashing Pumpkins, and Cloud Nothings.
All different names that The National play under. Another fascinating song by The National, Michael. I'm glad you shared those three songs by The National. I repeat, Little Blue Something, Porcelain of the Vast Oceans, and Wasted Days, all by The National. Up next is Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others by The Smiths.
To the dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened the crater veil, oh, I said, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Trading your satisfaction.
Michael, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to The Cloak by Leprous and Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others by The Smiths.
Fascinating. And we would be listening to what next?
The Queen of Savages by The Magnetic Fields.
Oh, okay. I guess you should play it.
My girl is the queen of the savages. She don't know the modern world and its ravages. Instead of money, she's got yams and cabbages. She lives in a dome. I don't care if I never get home. My girl is the queen of the jungle folk. You should see the things we see when we smoke. We think all of life is a funny joke. She's sharp as a tack. I don't care if I never get back. The queen of 10 villages. We live on the fruits of her pillages. She eats other queens. She's very religious. She doesn't use a fork. I don't think I'll go back to New York.
Thank you.
So that was Peg by Steely Dan, and before that was Queen of the Savages by the Magnetic Fields. Up next is Ship Trapped in the Ice by Andy Partridge. And Michael, what can we listen to after that?
Promises of Eternity, also by the Magnetic Fields. So so enjoy the Ship Trapped in the Ice for the one song that's kind of still Christmas-related, because it has ice in the title.
What if the show didn't go on? What if we all got jobs and got to bed before dawn? What if old Joe had to retire? What if all the stagehands were let go or fired? Just like what the world would be if you fell out of love with me. Why can't let this happen to you? Don't you let it happen to me. What would our friends and family say if they could only see? If you let this happen to don't think you'd be setting me free. Wasn't it you and I who made promises of eternity? What if the lights
didn't go on. What if the velvet curtain had to be taken down? What if the clowns couldn't be clowns, and all those painted smiles gave in to plaintive frowns? What if no show ever happened again? No 7, no 8 and a half, no 9 and no 10. All numbers and no mystery, no promise of eternity. Well, I can't let this happen to you. Don't you let it happen to me. What would our friends and family say if they could only see? If you let this happen to us, don't think you'd be setting me free. Wasn't it you and I who made promises of eternity? Don't you let it happen to me. What would our friends and family say if they could only see? If you let this happen to us, don't think you'd be setting me free. Wasn't it you and I who made?
Promises of Eternity. Michael?
Yeah, that was Promises of Eternity by The Magnetic Fields, and before that was Ship Trapped in the Ice by Andy Partridge. Yes, Chris?
What are we listening to next, Mike?
Next is Daylight by Matt and Kim, and after that is She Takes Me by Voyager. All right, so we're just going to play those. I don't have anything witty to say. Chris, do you have anything witty to say?
No, I'm all out of wit, sir.
All right, then we're just playing it.
Witless indeed.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our shoes into the ocean, sit back and wait through the daylight.
She takes me into the morning sky until I cross the line into the morning light.
I got to say, this has been quite the show. I've had a good time. Michael, what about you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not like I've figured out the nature of the universe while I've been here. And I do mean that. That's not me being sarcastic or anything. You, Michael?
We played some bad Christmas music, and then we played some real music. Now we're going to play one more bad Christmas song.
Oh, by bad you mean great.
Yes, it's terrific, but...
Yeah, it's actually great. So you just listened to an episode of Big Brother's Happy Hour with Michael Frickin' Barrow and Christopher Frickin' Porzenheim. Welcome to Don't Shoot Me, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa, I've been waiting on you.
that's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you.
Oh, Santa, I've been killing just for fun.
Well, the party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Ain't no getting around this. Life is hard. But look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old playing out there in the desert. Just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own.
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus. I've been a clean living boy, I promise you. Did every little thing you asked me to. And I can't believe the things I'm going through.
So we're definitely at the end of our show. Our show that usually picks up after us, Goodnight Cricket, the lovely lady that runs it isn't here. Yeah, so hopefully she gets here and hopefully you get to enjoy Goodnight Cricket. Seeing as how I'm a mischievous lad, I believe that one should listen to Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus infinitely. Yes, in fact, we will be signing off, but we will be leaving Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus playing infinitely.
I'm sorry. This isn't what I want.
No, it isn't. He told me many times not to do it, and he said it was very rude to the listeners. I agree, but it's also not our show anymore, and Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus is a fantastic song. So let's all pray that Goodnight Cricket gets here soon.
That's funny, kid, because...